I am not Alice, but I am looking through the glass. With each glance considered, locked in as if by chance, I remain in stillness to concentrate my stare, counting and considering the aspects hanging in the air that consume the other place, the reflection, the clone, facing just my image, frozen and alone. But that room is so familiar, every item holds its place, to mimic my own surroundings, which I now carefully retrace. In almost every detail, a twin reveals its fear. But my eyes are drawn to the mantelpiece and the casket's clear veneer. The polished plate is a match, but something there's a fraud. The name this scribe is contrary to the one behind me with its cargo stone. My familiar shade, my alien imitation, my subconscious charade. The fire ahead seems warmer, but my body has turned to ice. A slide of clammy moisture detects the warning in a voice. How can there be changes in a fixed point in time? But the facts do not escape me. That object is not mine. A stranger sees clearer, but the angle defeats the gaze. I must not cross the boundary or pass beyond the glaze. Returning later to the crime, the scene remains the same. Whichever way I contort, there is very little left to gain. Steadfast I fixate on the one developed floor. The box that holds my son's ashes has changed to that of shore. The only way to prove it is to open up some kind of doorway. My beloved stranger, my familiar shade, my alien imitation, my subconscious charade. Days pass by quite slowly as I wrestle with the enigma. I must cross like a beam if I could only find the right trigger. If a mind can really transpose upon matter, I might slip through the boundary if the pain does not shatter. To literally travel and reverse my position, the negative form of a dimensional magician.